Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And it's Let's Talk About Business Wednesday. And we always talk about business, get your entrepreneurship together, and, you know, getting your, dotting your I's, you know what I'm saying, and crossing your T's when it comes to business. Today we got a great businessman, and we got a wonderful hip-hop legend that is an entrepreneur and business owner, and always drops jewels every time, you know, I check out an interview that he got going on. He's going to be live with us tonight, Dana Dane. You know, he is the author of the book Numbers and, you know, hip-hop legend, and he's going to be live with us tonight talking to us about, you know, him getting into the industry, the business behind it, also being an author, you know what I'm saying, and telling us about being an author and getting into that whole situation. So he's going to be talking to us tonight on Lush Radio Online, which is definitely an honor and a pleasure to have him live on the show tonight with us. Don't forget that it's going down tomorrow. Coast to Coast DJs event is going down in Miami. It's going to be an industry mix and mingle, so definitely come through and come check out that situation. It's going down in Miami, so check for that. It's definitely going down tomorrow. We got two winners, so we're going to be giving them the information for their tickets tomorrow. So we'll be sending out another blast. Also, don't forget, in February is going down. We're going to be having the event going down with the 50 MCs. I'll be doing doing the judging and everything at that event, so check for that, yo. So we live in the building. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have your boy Dana Dane live in the building with us, and, you know, definitely, if you didn't check out the book Numbers, it's definitely a wonderful book that you guys need to check out. Dana is talking about a young man, a.k.a. Numbers. The person is named Dupree Numbers Wallace. And basically, you know, he's young, and he has a way with numbers. He's really good with numbers, and he's good at making money. You know, basically, you know, he was, you know, too young to get a regular job, and, you know, he basically, you know, did odd jobs and stuff, and, you know, due to the fact that his father wasn't around, the main character in the story, you know, he had to be, you know, the man in the house, take care of his mother, you know what I'm saying, his younger sister the best that he could, you know what I'm saying, so he got into the game, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, that wasn't really what he, you know, really wanted to do, but, you know what I'm saying, people sometimes got to do what they got to do in order to survive. So, you know, it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, dealing with that concrete jungle and trying to survive out there. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about everything he's doing, and we're going to talk about business tonight on that shit online, man. Like I said, we're going to have Dana Dane live in the building, and – also, also, shout out to my boy 11. Supposed to be having this thing going on. But we're going to go to some quick music real quick, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. I want to definitely shout out everybody that's doing their thing. It's Fred the Godson, Too Fat.
I deliver with the strip once. There's only much I could give, but I took the trip once. They told me chop like this. Old head told me blend up lock like this. Cokehead said he want his rock like this. No, y'all wish I had it locked like this. Yes, sir.
What up, friend?
Yeah, just my bank account and my blood. Cheers. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy. So Crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
Well, you already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I had this show, even though I love Fred the Godson, that's my little brother, that's my dude and everything. But, yo, I just had to, you know what I'm saying, give it up because we just got word. Your man is live in the building. The icon, the great Dana is live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Author, MC, live in the building, you know what I'm saying, rocking out with us. And I definitely got to shout out my man 11 for definitely making this possible for us tonight, man. Greetings and welcome and salutations, Mr. Dana Dane. Pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
We appreciate it. I was digging that joint, too. You know, it was going down. You know?
I got to stop the presses when you step through the scene, man. I got to stop the presses, man.
It's all love. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing great, man. Definitely excited. It's an honor to have you live on the show with us. Let me give you some Lush Radio love.
Well, thank you. Thank you much. Appreciate y'all having me. Thank you so much. All right. Got some applause and everything. I'm feeling that.
Well, man. Yo, I have missed you. I think it might have been like last year or the year before last. Busy did something. And out in Baltimore, I think it might have been at the Sonar when he was doing his events out there, and you had came down, and I had missed that event. I was like, dang, man, I missed him and stuff. And I'm glad to have you live on the show tonight, man. It's definitely an honor and a pleasure. Before we get into it, do you got any shout-outs or anything, Dana?
You know, I just want to shout-out Brooklyn. Brooklyn's in the house, Fort Greene, Brooklyn. Shout out to all my classic hip hop peoples, you know, everybody following me on DanaDane.com. Shout out to 11, my dude 11. Much love to him, you know, making it move, making it shake. And to Young Dane as well, my son coming up in the mix. But shout out to y'all, you know, Big Fred, Emma. Love to y'all. Lush Radio. That's what goes down.
That's what it is, man. First and foremost, man, I definitely want to. And what actually inspired you to get into the music industry, at the time? What inspired you to get into it?
Man, the fame of it all, man. You know, I wanted to be famous. You know, I feel, you know, the Crash Crew and, you know, the Furious Five and, you know, it was the Treacherous Three out there, and my man Slick Rick and Doug had just put out a joint, and then it was Houdini, and, you know, I like, I got a little talent, I could do that, put me in the mix, I can be down, you know, I want some girls to scream for me, I'm already fly, I want somebody to see I'm fly, you know what I mean?
Man, you definitely a fly dude, man, you doing your thug dizzle, man, definitely. And shout out to all my Brooklyn area. Shout out to my grandma and all everybody out there, East New York and Rockaway Avenue, Brownsville, Crown Heights, all that. You know what I'm saying? But man, also, you know what I'm saying, talk to us. You know, I mean, you being the legend that you are and still doing your thing. You know, tonight is Let's Talk About Business. How important is it to learn the business of this industry?
Man, this business, this industry is all business. Something that I wasn't privy to when I got in, because as I just told you, I would just focus on the fame of it all. You know, as long as I got some fame, my record was playing on, you know, my number one thing was just let my radio, I mean, my record be played on the radio. When I got in, I didn't know anything about the business. You know, it took me all about 600 seconds to get my contract signed from when I walked into the lawyer's office. So that was about 10 minutes, you know. They were like, trust me, you know, trust me, we got you. And that was the problem. Soon they said, trust me, if I would have only knew men. That trust me, boy. Watch out for that trust me, I tell you that much, you know. And, you know, but as time went on, you know, you learn the game. You meet people who were willing to give you some info. The more books came out, the internet became an opportunity to learn the business. And, you know, I think these days that artists have a more opportunity than ever to go into whatever they're doing, knowing more about the business, because it's all about them. It's a point-and-click situation right now. You point and click, and you can get any information you want. And if you can't actually get the information off the internet, they can definitely direct you to write the right book, that you can go to the library still, which is a great resource. But, you know, and Facebook, you can actually get online now or Twitter and ask somebody a question in the business. Yo, they're trying to do this to me. What do you think? You know, and our artists will get back to you and tell you some you know, some info. So the business is, there's no replacing the business. I mean, it's a thousand, more than ever now, the business is important now, because it's a million artists, man. Everybody's an artist. But the only thing that sustains any artist today is having the business aptitude to continue to go on and to make their presence, image, and whatever they have to offer, sell, and provide to the public, keep them, sustain them, and be consistent, you know. So
definitely, and that's real talk. And you're an entrepreneur, you know, business owner, you know what I'm saying? And talk to me about what are the key points of being successful in whatever business you're venturing into in 2011?
Well, you know, being consistent, being able to hit your deadlines, not the deadlines that people make for you, but the deadlines you make for yourself. You know, I do a lot of writing right now, and, you know, no one's over my shoulder telling me I have to get a script in or get my book done or whatever. You know, setting deadlines for yourself and goals for yourself is the number one thing after you've learned the business that you're going to get into. You know, after you studied and researched and found out how, you know, your worth in any business you're going to be in. Because, first of all, if you don't know your worth, you're not going to be able to get paid what you're supposed to get paid. And then after that, just setting deadlines for yourself and being able to, you know, meet those deadlines. So if you say in 2 months I'm going to do this, you know, do it in 2 months, you know. And even if you don't, if for some reason you don't miss that deadline, don't make it 2 years. You know, you really got to stick to it, you know. You can make it a few days, even a week after, but you can't make it 3, 4, 5 months, because people are waiting for, you know, whatever you got to offer, or at least you're waiting for it, you know. Being able to use the internet to build your image these days, or, you know, just build a fan base or a contact list, and being able to touch people that you want to sell or move your services to, that's key these days. And more than ever, you can do that yourself. You used to have to wait for the record label or you know, radio promotions or whomever it may be. You know, I learned that as a big lesson with the new book. It was just, you know, when I put my book out, Numbers, it was just the same thing as putting a record out. You know, I had to go and promote. I couldn't wait for the publisher to, you know, get me a publicist or get me a radio interview and or, you know, anything like that. I had to go out there and do it myself. So the game is still the same. Whatever you do, it's about, you know, knowing your worth, setting deadlines for yourself, and then following through.
Definitely, definitely. We're going to open up the lines for some callers. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're live with your boy, Dana Dane, man, the legend. You know, the author, the MC, man. You know, he's still fly. He's still fly. He's doing his thing, Dane.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Shout out to my boy 11 for providing us with this interview tonight. We're going to open up the line for some callers. You want to talk to the hip-hop legend, Dana Dane. Make your questions real short, you know what I'm saying? Come on, let's go. 305, you're live in the building with your girl, Leslie Lush, and Dana Dane. Peace. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, what up? This is Joseph calling from Miami. I've got a question for Dana Dane. How do you feel the music game has changed from when you first came out? And also, can I hear that new Swole track?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That's you. I mean, you got to get to the track. I got the question, though. I can answer the question. The music, you know, the music, for the most part, is, to me, it's just a new wave of artists. People always ask me that question. I don't really think it's changed much except for, you know, it's more money being made, I guess, from the artists. I would like to have more diversity, which I think is coming back to the game. There are starting to be more diversity in the game. For a minute, you know, it seemed like, you know, you can listen to any artist and sound like the same producer produced every track that's out there, and that was getting on my nerves for a hot minute. But I think they're bringing back a little more diversity now. The biggest thing that's changed, like I said earlier, is the internet and being able to distribute your own music, being able to create an opportunity to sell your own music and build your own image. So, you know, it's not just in the record label's hands anymore. You can actually get out there and do it yourself. So that's what it is.
Definitely. That's what it is. We will play that song later on for you, but, you know, we got to make sure that we make our guest feel like the king he is, and he's the king every time we come through. You know what I'm saying? He wears that crown. Dame to Dame, live in the building with Let's Radio Live. Calling from the 718, you're live in the building, man. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. You're with the king, Dame to Dame. Tell us what the deal is.
No, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah,
it's you.
Yeah, it's your boy, man. What's good, Lush? It's LK the Slinger. What's good?
What's good, Dana?
I'm just calling in to show love to Lush and all that. Show love to the old school. You know, my pops is Just Ice. So he talk about you. He bring your name up a lot and all that. So I'm listening in right now.
No, I appreciate it. The true gangster rap, man. Just Ice is a real dude, man. Straight out of Brooklyn. Well, that's where I know him from, Brooklyn. But, you know, he's respected all over the, you know, the boroughs and the hip-hop, man. So he's still doing his thing. Matter of fact, he just put out a joint. Him and KRS-One got a joint out, I think, right now, man. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they just dropped their EP.
Definitely. Much love to Just Ice, man. Keeping it very classic and new at the same time. Love him. He don't stop. He don't quit. You know?
Definitely. Thanks, Slinger, man. Stay on the line with us, fam.
Much love, Slinger.
We got another caller from the 786. You're live in the building with the legend, the king, Dame to Dame, live in the building. What it do, baby?
Hello, what's good? How y'all doing today?
Where you calling from, baby?
Calling out of Miami-Dade County. I was wondering, can y'all play that new Swole track for me?
All right, we could do that, baby, but you got to ask Dame to Dame the question, baby boy. You got
to. That track must be hot. You need to play that. I need to hear that joint.
that's my man right there. You know, I'm just supporting and, you know, trying to get that track spin.
Yeah,
I
it's
know,
all love. I ain't mad at that. I need to hear that
man.
Track now.
It's all good, man. We going to run that, man. But you got a question for Dame? This is a legend on the line, baby.
You know, me and my team, you know, trying to start getting any ideas, you know, anything positive, you can tell me how to go about it.
Yeah, you know, what I preach, you know, to my son, to 11, to you know, and I do myself, man, is to find a way to build up your contact list, man, the people that you can actually reach out there, you know,
and not
in regards to, and I mean, yes, in regards to Facebook and Twitter, yeah, those are good avenues as well, but you need a fan base, like a newsletter, whereas you can actually reach out to them when you want to reach out to them. Like, if you got 100,000 emails that you can hit and say, and these are people that you found that follow you, and you know when you get your next music or your track or whatever you have, a T-shirt, that you can hit them and say, listen, I got my new track, check this out. There's an opportunity there for you to make some record sales, to get some notoriety, get your record played, you know, even if it's just a list of DJs, you know. It's about building that contact list up and being able to hit them. And I don't mean bombard them, but hit them with some good music. And just keep it going, you know what I mean? And keep that list building and growing, you know. The more people you can reach, the more opportunity you have to sell or get your services out there or get yourself known and your image, you know, the sustained, all right?
Definitely. And another thing we preach on, Let's Talk About Business on Lush Radio Online for your independent artists, make sure that you dot the I's and cross the T's. Absolutely. If you're going to go out there and you're quoting and quote-unquote saying you're a record company or you got some entertainment situation, get the credentials. Go out there and go to your state administration building and go LLC your business. If you can walk around with a fake midget on your neck, you can go LLC your business, seriously. You know?
Absolutely.
So go out there and go do what you got to do to get your and make sure that you got when you get a chance to sit in front with a person that's presenting you a contract, make sure you invest in an entertainment lawyer. Try to get some consultation first and see how it goes, and then you know take some of that information with you. You know, because I mean nobody out here is going to be your advocate except for yourself. So you got to be your own advocate. You know what I'm saying? I say that to my soldiers out there, my vets out there. You got to be your own advocate when it comes to business. Sometimes it's just you know supporting yourself and definitely getting what you need out of this industry and the business. Dana, we got another caller, and then I'm gonna get into the book. We're gonna talk about the book, and I'm gonna play Dancing with Myself. That's with you and 11. I saw that video. Y'all had like mad fun in that video.
Yeah, that was a fun video, definitely.
But I'm gonna go ahead and open up the line for this other caller. We got another 718 live in the building, New York. Tell us your name and what borough you representing. Holla.
Well, you know it's your boy Thurston Howell. I had to shout my boy Biggie Dane out.
Thurston Howell, this is my dude right here, y'all. Yo, Thurston, man, this is one of the most prolific cats in hip hop right here, man. This cat got about, umpteen albums, man. We did that project together, man. He actually, you know, gave me, you know, a second win actually when it came to the MCing and rapping, man, because I was really out of the circle, and he was like, "Yo, Dane, man, you one of the, you know, the my artists that I really appreciate, man, and you know, come work with me, man, and let's do some joints." And he really got me in the mix of the rapping again and MCing, man, and that was back in like 2004, 2005, man, around that time. So. What's the deal, man?
Man, you know, like I always say, man, you're one of my favorite artists of all time, man. You're a big inspiration to me, even before I thought about rap, man. You know, when I used to be a messenger, I used to just go deliver my packages with only one tape in my walk, man, and that was, you know, the Dane Forever joint and all that. So, you know, always had to extend the love back, man. It's always a pleasure to work with you, and you know, you're a big inspiration to me all the time, man, whether you know it or not.
And much love, Thurston, man. We actually got a joint that he holding in the catalog, man. He might just drop that on y'all one day, man. That we did, man.
I got the new joint ready. It's mixed down in there, like with me and you. I got it in the files, man. You know.
Yeah. We might have to bring that out because you know me and Chubb Rock working on a project right now, Thurston. So we might have to reflip that and bring Chubb into the mix of that joint somehow or another, man, and make it move, make it shake, brother, for sure.
That's up, man. Shout out to my man, Chubb Rock.
But love, man. My man, Thurston Howell III, man. The Skillionaires, man. They doing it, man. Low lights, all that.
Yeah. I was just on Facebook, and Emma hit me, said you was on the radio right now and all that, so I had to, you know, tune in and shout you out one time.
It's all good, man. You know, it's always a blessing to hear my man, you know, so... Appreciate the shout out, Thurston.
Whenever you come down, I'm down here still, so you know.
My man Thurston is out there doing a lot of movie stuff, man. You know, doing TV programs and the media and all that type of stuff, man. This man is a jack of all trades, man. Talented brother, man. Blessing, definitely a blessing, man, for sure.
That's what it is, man. Just hit me up whenever you need me. You know I'm here.
Absolutely, Thurston. I know that number's still the same. If it changed, I know you would have hollered at me. So it's all good.
It's never going to change, right?
Yes, sir. Bless and love, my dude. Bless and love, man. Thanks for the shout-out.
No doubt,
baby. Hey, White Sean, you love tonight, Dane. Man, I told you the king, man. You the king,
man.
No, man,
that love right there, man, I appreciate the love because that's how I do. I just give back regular love to people, man. And, you know, when you give love to people, man, they appreciate that. And it's easy to do, man. It's easy to give love to people, man. And, man, if you feel like you got to spew hate to people, man, you don't even need to know those people, man. Just let them go, man. Too many people in the world, man. You don't even know those people. You don't even need to talk about them. You don't need to have them in your circle or nothing like that. So if I'm kicking with somebody, it's love. If it's not, they don't know me. You know what I mean? I don't know them. That's what it is.
That's real talk right there. And I just want to say that I'm definitely a big fan, and I definitely, you know, I'm a fan first, and I just appreciate, you know what I'm saying, that all of the stuff that you have put forth in the hip-hop culture, you know, to lay the stamp and the forefront for me to do what I do and everybody else to do what they do. So I salute you, you know, as an icon in the industry. Definitely.
Well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it, for sure, for sure. You know?
Definitely. And let's talk about this book, man, Numbers, man. This book, Numbers, got great reviews, man. This book, Numbers, is one of your first books that you did. And, you know, I think everybody can relate to it, you know, especially a lot of people that, you know, they didn't want to get into the streets. They didn't want to get to the game, whether it's a female or a dude. But they had to do what they had to do to take care of their family. Maybe the father wasn't there, the mother wasn't there, or they just had to take care of their family in some type of way. And the main character, Dupree Numbers Wallace, you know, was a young kid in a story. And he basically, you know, was good with numbers. You know, he was
right.
Great with numbers. And he wasn't old enough to actually get, like, a regular job, so he had to do odd jobs, you know, like what most kids on the block had to do, you know, to make some little squirrel, a little money on the side. And, you know, the father wasn't around, and, you know, he got the mother and the sister, so, you know, he got to be the man of the house. So he got to do what he got to do, take care of his mom Deuce and the sister and everything like that. And, you know, he ends up getting into the game. He really don't want to, but, you know, situations happen. But, you know, talk to us. What was the, you know, inspiration? Was this something almost like a real-life thing or somebody another experience you experienced or something? Talk to us about this book, Numbers.
You know, when I wrote the book Numbers, I drew from a lot of situations. I drew from my own life growing up in the hood, you know, me and my moms, my sister, and, you know, other people that I grew up with in the building, next building, because the project was a Fort Greene project, is a big project and a little project at the same time. So you can know everybody and not know everybody at the same, you know, in the same breath. But, you know, you know, living in Houston and living in Cali, you know, I lived in both of those and just being all over the country and things of that sort. A lot of cats that I met, you know, on my way, they got into the game or got into a hustling situation or did things, you know, not because they wanted to, but they felt like they had to, you know, to make a living. And, it, you know, and some people, you know, thought it was the thing to do. You know, they aspired to be hustlers or, you know, stick-up kids or things of that sort. You know what I mean? But the cat that I was talking about, Numbers, you know, he was doing it because he felt like his back was up against the wall. It was something he had to do. He's going to make some quick money and then get out the game. And I think that's where the misconception is for a lot of young men in the game or to get into certain illegal situations. They feel like they can get in and get out. And a lot of times getting in is not that easy and getting out is harder than that. So, you know, it was just speaking from perspective. Can you get in? Can you get out once you get into one of these illegal situations? And most times, you know, you don't get out on your own terms. You know, you get out on the terms of being locked down, you get maimed, get killed, or something of that. But not too many people make some money, turn it over, and say, yeah, that was my other life. Not too many times, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And you say, you know, especially, you know, because we have a lot of young men out here that definitely, you know, they don't have the father. A lot of them, you know, are incarcerated and, you know, dealing, having to grow up really fast and not really enjoying their childhood like that. So a lot of people can relate to that. And also, you know, with even young teens, whether it's females, also can relate to the book, because I know myself, you know, I was in a situation back in the day when I was hustling, and I had my daughter, I had my seed, you know, and my
mm-hmm.
father was killed at a young age. And, you know, I had to grow up, you know, and plus, you know, if you're a child of maybe, you know, of a child of a foreigner, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's extra hard, you know what I'm saying? And I had to do what I had to do to take care of my seed. You know, it ain't something that I really wanted to do, but I had to do it because there was no option, never option at the time. But, you know, eventually when you do it, you know, the money comes in real fast at the end of the day, but then you're like, yo, I can't do this no more. So one day you got to step away from it, you know, and I think a lot of people can relate to the book Numbers. And I told 11, put my bid in, because when I come up to New York, I'm trying to pay you a visit. I need my autographed copy of my book and everything.
Hey, let's make it move, make it shake. Let's make it move, make it shake. That's what I say. Make it move, make it shake. Let's get to it.
No,
it can definitely go down, you know?
Yeah, definitely, but I got some more people on the line and everything, but if they want to go and purchase the book, I want a lot of people, everybody, you know, I need people to support, you know, our people out here, man, because in the Jewish community, the dollar rotates several times before it goes outside of the community, and we need to start rotating that bread, so I need y'all guys to go. If you did cop the book, I need y'all guys to cop the book and support this book, you know, and you need to do a part two, and you need to make that junk in the movie, real talk. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing all that. You know, I write screenplays and everything, Emma. So, you know, I'm writing, I've written about 4 screenplays at the moment. I finished up my 4th one, actually, and I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to numbers, the screenplay, in just a few, but I want to write the second book, you know, to numbers and continue it on, get a sequel going on or whatever. But if people want to check out the book, you know, they can read a couple of chapters, some excerpts from the book, at DanaDane.com. You know, my mom told me if you want people to remember something, you sing it to them. DanaDane.com, DanaDane.com. That's my website. So go to the website. You know, y'all can check that out. And if you like it, you right over at the top, they got all different type of vendors that you can buy the book from. You know, click on each one. You can see which one got the best price for you to buy the book at. I think the lowest one is like 11.20 or something like that, and highest maybe 16, depending on, you know, who the distributor of the book is. But like I said, it's numerous vendors. You can read a couple of chapters and see what it is. You know what I mean? If it's your thing, yes, please, by all means, support. You know, that's what we do. Make it move, make it shake.
I think it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, I think everybody needs to support this book. This book right here. It's definitely, you know what I'm saying, the truth. I think everybody needs to support it. If you don't, I might have to come and smack you myself. That's just how I got to do it. You got to support it. You got to support the king. I told you, it's your girl, Lushy Lush. If you're tuning in right now, we're live with the king, the legend, the icon, Dana Dane. You know what I'm saying? You understand how long I've been waiting to get this interview with you, man. And 11 made it happen. That's why I owe him dearly, seriously. That's my dude, though.
I appreciate it, Lush. Appreciate it, you know?
Definitely. We got somebody from Jersey. I think it's Jersey 908. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. You're live with the icon. Dana Dane live in the building. What it do, baby?
You already know, Lush. You already know this guru. Don't play. So I want to say shout-out to
what
Dana
Dane.
Baby? Yeah,
what's
good? I want to
what
shout
it is,
out girl, Dana
what
Dane.
It is.
Yeah, Dana Dane, I appreciate you supporting Lush, man. I was just hearing about the book, and I'm like kind of excited to go check out DanaDane.com. Like, so I want to see. You already know, like, it's a real positive thing, man, to see the growth and development of, like, a legend. So I just want to say salute. I want to say salute to Lush for grinding so hard and knowing what it takes out here to educate these minds. Like, that's what we really at with it on Lush Radio. And congratulations, man. And I appreciate those comments about, you know, basically what you said about really basically what we call the trap. You know what? You know, it's easy to get in and hard to get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's more than one way out. Like, you know, the jail and the grave site. So, you know, like, that's what cats really need to pay attention to. And I'm in the streets of Irvington, New Jersey. And it's all around me. It's you know, it's something that's, like, really, like, closer than cats really think and really know. Like, I don't like to give out too much, but, like, it's really serious what I see out here, man, and what direction cats need to go in. So I appreciate Lush for having you on, man.
Well, yeah. I appreciate it for having me on, you know, you calling in and hollering at your peoples, man. And, you know, yeah, man, it's a great situation where people can come here to Lush Radio and really get educated on what it takes to, you know, survive in this business, to make it in this business, to break open in this business and sustain yourself, you know. So it's definitely a great situation, you know.
Definitely. And we're going to, because I know Dana's a busy person and stuff. We ain't going to hold him on hostage too long and stuff, you know. Well, we got the song Dancing by Myself. We're going to play that and stuff. But, you know, let me get the last bit of questions in with him. The last bit of questions I have, Dan, what do you feel was the hardest adversity that you ever had to deal with being in the industry in general and just business?
You know, I guess, you know, one of the hardest things for me was just not knowing the business when I got in, and then, you know, finding out that, you know, my fame wasn't worth anything, and I wasn't getting paid the right way. And just getting over that and trying to figure out how do you move forward as an artist when your contract doesn't sustain the lifestyle that you have portrayed in your music and the people see you as. So I think that was probably the hardest thing for me back in at the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, just being able to overcome that at the same time of my son being born and trying to find a way to, you know, sustain and carry on to this day. So I think that was the hardest point.
Definitely, definitely. And what are some of the things that you do, like community activity that you do to give back to the community as the legend that you are?
You know, to be honest, this year I haven't done as much as I need to do, but over the past few years, I go back to Fort Greene and go back to Brooklyn, and we were in the schools, me and my partner, partner on a project that I was working on called The Sty, a six-part mini-series, like Bed-Stuy, The Sty that we did. It was a short, a six-part DVD series called The Sty, and we were actually going into schools and teaching young the younger adults, kids actually from 5 years old to high school, how to create a movie from conception to completion, as well as going back to Fort Greene and, you know, talking to the kids over there about, you know, following up on their education. My boys over there, the Fort Greene community cats, they were, you know, give back to the kids by teaching them, you know, development skills. And about learning how to take care of yourself and just grow outside of the projects and, you know, being your own person. So we do a lot of stuff like that. This year, in 2011, I look to get out there and really do a lot of lecturing and talking to some of the youth and really giving them, you know, some insight on what it takes not to be, and for lack of a better word, murderous towards each other, you know, and finding some peace and some love and, you know, really some courtesy towards each other. You know, I think that a lot of our youth don't know nothing about courtesy and consideration. And, I don't want them to get caught up in the music anymore, get caught up in the movies and the video games and think that's the way of life. And, you know, just learn how to be courteous. You know, it starts with just one kind word to somebody else. And even if somebody gives you a hateful word back, give them another kind word back. And I think we can start breaking down those barriers where we feel that we have to be so negative, angry, and like I said, murderous towards each other. And because it's about time we stop losing our young people. And, you know, wherever they may be, black, white, and any other. And the way to do that, I think, is taught at home, and it's taught in the streets, and it's showed by action, and start just showing courtesy and consideration towards people. So I'll be out there, you know, and talking and lecturing about the business as well as that.
Yeah, since you talk about that, because we do a lot of community service and stuff, a lot of it in New York City, in the Bronx and all over, and in the DMV area also. We definitely might got to hit you up, you and 11, to do some stuff. We did a toy drive. We got a co-drive we're doing in January to give back to the homeless and stuff and everything. And also we talked to the young girls and the youth and stuff about, you know, some of the challenges they face and everything, because we have a women's empowerment group too and stuff. So it's always great to have legends like you come through, because sometimes, you know, they can relate through music sometimes. That's the best way we can get through some of the youth nowadays, is through music and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, you know, and that's what I want to do. I really want to stay on topic and just really talk about consideration and courtesy towards people, man. That's what, you know, it starts from somewhere, ends somewhere else, and it's just about being polite to people, man. You know, you don't have to like everybody, and if you don't like them, they don't need to be in your area. You can keep it moving, you know. It's all right to keep it moving. You know,
Dave, my sister is cussing me out if I don't pick up the phone to bring her on and talk to the king. You know what I'm saying? This is my partner. This is Emma and stuff. This is my other business partner, other host on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to open up the line for her. Emma, don't cuss me out. You live with the king, man. Go ahead, queen.
Please. You see, I try to be courteous. I started being courteous, Dean. I really did. I wasn't paying attention.
What's up, Emma? How you doing?
I'm great. I just everybody's harassing me on Facebook. to ask you a couple of questions. They are checking out through the website. But I have a 12-year-old poet that we do a lot of things with. Her name is Nini Ali. And her question to you is, ask him, does he think hip-hop will ever go back to the high lyrical content of the 80s?
I don't think it's left. It's so many artists out there that have high lyrical content. They're just not at the forefront of the game. People are not really paying attention or letting them get the avenue or lane to be heard. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of artists out there that have high lyrical content. Right now, it's just going through. It goes through phases, man. We went through the golden age and then the golden era. Then it went through a shock part, a gangster part. You know, then we went through a party part, you know, down south part and west coast part, you know. Hip-hop takes on a lot of forms. It fuses a lot of music. I think it's here. We just got to open our ears to it and, you know, let some of the program directors out there and the people who request the radio, you know, request the songs on the radio. You know, if y'all want to get that type of music, then y'all request that type of music. If y'all don't ask for it, y'all going to get what you get. So, yeah.
Okay, she says thank you. Also, Amelia Moore on the Facebook wants to give you a big hello and send you a big kiss.
thank you.
Jules Mercado also is on the check-in, and he's listening to the interview. There's a couple of people that couldn't call in. So I don't know why they can directly call in 347-826-7722.
That's too bad. That's too bad. They don't get the number like that. That's like people leaving the phone number on my answering service. I'm never calling them back. Slow it down.
But I guess they wanted you to hear the sexy voice of Emma E2K, and it's a pleasure being on the same line with you.
Sounding good, Emma. Lush and Emma together, I am winning.
I have to get my plug in now. I got to go back to work. Otherwise, she don't pay me. So, kiss it and stay on top. Peace.
Blessings.
Yo, Dana, I don't know, man, but I swear, I don't know if it's the sex appeal that you a legend, man, but, I mean, the phone lines is blowing up, son. I don't know what to do.
Well, I appreciate the love, you know.
Oh,
I appreciate
my God.
It.
Hey, callers, I'm only going, because I got to play dancing by myself, and, He got it. He's busy and stuff like that. So I'm gonna let two last callers get in. Y'all gotta make it real quick. And when I say real quick, I mean real quick. All right. It ain't the last time we're gonna have him on the show. We're gonna have him on again. So all right. So I'm gonna let somebody on again. We got 954. That looks like Florida. State your name and where you calling from. You're live with the legend, Dana Jane. What it do, baby?
All right. What it do, Lotus? This is Lotus. Your boy Lotus. Calling to give shouts out to the elders. Much respect, much love. I was calling to request that new Swole.
Well, I got to hear that joint too.
Hey, yo, they killing me, Dave. They killing me tonight, man. They killing me.
It's all good. Like, man, look, they're promoting that joint. That's how you get it done. You know?
We going to definitely play that Swole record, man. God, we going to play it tonight, man. 347, it's on the phone lines is all slow tonight. 347, you're live in the building with the legend Dana Dane. What it do, baby?
Yo.
Yo, what up, 347?
The show pin, man. What's good? What's up, man? I'm calling to say what's up. Dana Dane and shit.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Chilling, man. Brooklyn in the house all the time.
No doubt. Brooklyn forever. That's how we get down. Spread love the BK way. You heard?
That's the only way to do it, man. Hey, you talking about, you know, being polite. Hey, you talking about giving back and people asking for that. You know, that other kind of music besides that regular programming. So, yeah, that's a good thing to do. Like, encouraging people, like, to change their format. Like, the radio kind of get a little boring after a little while, and we need to infuse some, you know, some different stuff. So hip-hop is different. Hip-hop is like a grown adult now. So, you know, we have a lot of different levels and layers and stuff. So, you know, people want different things. I listen to a lot of music, and most of it is not on the radio. You know, like.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the music get hot because people request it, you know. If they don't request it, then that ain't the one that's going to get hot. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah.
Sure, man. Definitely.
Definitely, that's real talk. Then we appreciate y'all, man. Yo, all I can say is that it's an honor and a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, to have you on the line. And when I make my next visit up to New York and everything, I'm going to definitely come and check you and stuff. I'm going to come with a gift, though. You know, I'm going to come with a gift and stuff.
All right.
And, you know, I'll be very happy to, you know, see my book autographed by you. You know, tears will come out of my eyes and everything like that. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it move, make it shake. Trust me.
We going to go out to Day to Day and 11 Songs dancing by myself. Somebody in the chat room said, how did you and 11 get together, you know what I'm saying, to do your thing? Because 11, you know, talks nothing but highly about you, and he respects you so much, and that's my dude. Shout out to him. He's definitely a good dude. How did y'all guys get together to make that wonderful chemistry that y'all got going on?
Well, 11 was one of those cats that when I ran into him when I was just hanging out at the clubs. I think he was a bouncer at the time, and he was selling mixtapes, and he was doing some music. And, you know, I'm not one for really doing songs with a whole bunch of rappers and stuff because, you know, they rap in the day, they go on tomorrow. They're not really into the game like they're supposed to. They're just trying to get on the track. But every time I saw 11, he had some new music. He had a new mixtape, he had a new song or whatever. And, you know, I respected that, his ambition, his drive. And so, you know, in 2005, I put together an album called Dana Dane and the Great Unknowns, and it was just a collaboration of artists that who have always been on the grind, like 11, and then my man Thurston Howell III, and a few other artists, and, you know, songs that I had started, you know, collaborating on. And I said, let me put it under one album. And from there, we have been working together, and then, you know, every time I see him, he had a new mixtape, knew something going on. And, you know, just recently, about a year ago, he's like, yo, Dane, man, I just, you know, I'm trying to get to the next level. I know you're not really doing the music per se as much. You got the books and everything. But if there's any guidance or assistance you can give me or mentoring, please help me out. I said, bet. You know, I'm not going to actually sign you to my record label because I'm not signing artists, but we will put you under the umbrella of Death Beat Entertainment, and whatever I can do to help you move forward, you know, whether, you know, get you some resources, some, you know, get you a phone call or whatever I can do within my time, we're going to make that happen. So that's what I've been doing with 11, and he's on his grind. He's really walking his own dogs and making it happen himself. So, you know, if you really want to make it happen, you got to be like 11. You got to make it happen yourself, and that's what I respect for him, you know.
He definitely is on the grind. He's definitely a good dude. We had a great interview with him, too. You know what I'm saying? I just love everything that you're doing. And some producers asked me in the chat room if anybody wanted to send you any beats or anything, tracks and stuff like that, is there any way possible they could send you? How would they get in contact to do anything like that?
Music, I'm not really listening to a lot of music because I don't have time, because I'm always writing. Like, I got like 5 screenplays I got to write, so it's hard for me to listen to as much music. But when it comes to new tracks, we're taking music for grown and sexy. That's it, you know, adult type tracks. So do you want to send me some of those tracks? I'll definitely get some of those, and me and Chubb Rock will listen to that and get that into our function, you know what I mean, or into our cipher. But you can hit me up at DanaDane@DanaDane.com. DanaDane@DanaDane.com. DanaDane@DanaDane.com.
I love you, Dana Dane. I love you so much. And I just wish nothing but happiness for you and everything that you want to come to pass for you. You're definitely a good dude. You're an inspiration to a lot of people. And we're going to continue supporting you and make sure that you log on to his website. Is there so we go directly to DanaDane.com, right? So is there a Twitter, Facebook, or anything like that? Or just
no, not yet. You know, I don't, you know, I'm redoing my website. Right now you can just see the book, and, you know, I got a little blog up there and stuff like that. You can probably contact me. But DanaDane@DanaDane.com, you can email me. But you can go to website for right now, and you can hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Dana Dane Media. You can hit me up either one of those. You know, send me an email on Facebook because I'm over my limit, you know, on that. So I do have a fan page. I think it's Dana Dane, actually. But people don't really hit me up on the fan page. They just hit me up on the regular page, which is all good. And I'll hit them back and, you know, friend them or whatever that is. They got to send me an email so I know that they out there. right, but you know, it's all love. I'm regular. I'm being regular out here in the world. Everybody keep on working, keep on grinding. I look forward to meeting you in person, Les. You know what I mean? It's all good. All right.
You'll meet me and Emma. We'll come over there. We'll
the duo. I look forward to meeting the duo in person, okay?
That's what it is. We love you to death, man. Keep doing what you do, man. Can we get a quick shout-out before you leave? Day to Day rocking with Les Radio Online real quick.
Yeah, it's your one and only master ceremony, the great one, Dana Dane, rocking out with LushRadioOnline.com. That's how it goes, all right?
That's what it is. We love you to death, baby. That's what it is. And
thank you so much for the love. I greatly appreciate it, all right? Full circle, y'all.
Thank you, baby. We're going to go into Dancing by Myself. This is with Dana Dane and 11. It's definitely a nice song right there. Y'all got to check out the video. You go on YouTube. It's definitely, they were having a lot of fun over there. They was having a lot of fun. And definitely shout out to my boy Ernie Gang. Shout out to everybody in Brooklyn doing they want to. Make sure you log on to his website also and support his book. Don't forget tomorrow also we got Coast to Coast DJs doing their event. That's the Mix and Mingle that's going down to Florida. You can win tickets tonight. You can win tickets tonight to go there tomorrow. And so, like I said, we're going to play Dancing with Myself once this Arsenal starts playing around with me. we're going to play it in a few seconds. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com and check out for more information and stuff like that. So we're looking for Dancing by Myself. It's in here. I just got this Arsenal is just getting crazy right here. We got so much freaking music in this joint right now. So we're going to go into it in a quick second. I just got to find it. It's in here. Every time I go to it, then it switches off to something else. You know, the devil's a liar. That's what happens. You're now tuned in to Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business, how to get your business together, how to dot your I's and cross your T's. We live in the building tonight. Shout out to everybody on the Lush Radio team. Follow us at LushRadioOnline.com. Yeah, I'm going to play the song Swole, but I'm going to play Dancing with Myself first. So stop harassing me on the chat room and all that stuff, man. Y'all really go hard down south. I wish they would do that up north. They go hard down south and stuff. When they want to push the song, they really be harassing the mess out of you when it comes to that stuff. But, yeah, here we go. Dancing by Myself. 11 and Dana Dane. Let's go.
Running finna, yeah, that's me. Ego Crusher, ELE. 2 weeks ago, a girl said it was ugly. Took a little now they won't hug me. Never was a thought, now they think of me. Pour drinks on me, now drinks on me. Ready, know the line, yeah, we could be friends. Feel like third baseline, back to the good again. When I said hi, they said bye. Before I spoke, they said nope, fine. Keep that in the back of my mind. Never get enough money to the point I think that I'm too fly. You're handsome, sexy, cute, my. Do you wanna dance? No, not with you. So I walk off the dance floor, get a little drink. Act like I'm famous, pouring in the wind. No new taxes, no missed calls. Lady, do you mind if I dance with y'all? This is my song, I don't need your help. So I go to the dance room and dance by myself.
You don't have to dance with me. Long as I have my 2 feet, I don't need nobody else. Cause I be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up in VIP. It'll be me and no one else. Cause I be dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. Dancing by myself. I'll be dancing by myself.
I'm your one and only master of ceremony, the great one. Cheered around the sphere for my vocal application. Mike Sirachi, crowds are moving. Just being here with you was a cause to celebrate. Brooklyn swaying, parties surveying. The jam full throttle on the boldly bottle. Babes in the building like they're straight off the fire. Tits with sponsors, asses, July for. A few ladies dance around me in a cypher. Trying to see which one I might have an eye for. I don't get gas, I take it all in stride. I believe a lot of things, but no. It makes me reflect on my humble beginnings. When I was dissed and bypassed by many pretty women who couldn't see my greatness or my earning potential. So they got scooped by dudes who have more strict credentials. But that's in the past, now I'm the toast of the club. Fat buck, bays, wanna rub and back that thing up. Thanks for no thanks, sugar, find somebody else. Right now, I'm a Brooklyn step by myself. Yeah.
You don't have to dance with me. Long as I have my 2 feet.
motivated. Say I be feeling myself like a masturbated. Say you on some shit like you constipated. 48 hours, you can't stand them. New sheriff in town, Reggie Hammond. Just me and my drink, music loud. Then I hear a voice yell out from the crowd.
Did you really think that I would show up? Always was when baby slow up. Oh, you ain't know what I was thinking. Maybe tonight I could be your girlfriend. I was going for when I got a chance. Just to get the best, make it one last
dance. This is my song, I don't need your help. So I go to the dance floor, dance by myself. Oh,
you don't have to dance with me.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That was Dancing by Myself. You know what I'm saying? Check out Dana Dane, his website and everything, DanaDane.com, DanaDane.com. Make sure you support him. We're going to play the song Swole, so stop harassing me, my Down South cats. I got the message. We are going to play Swole and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to bring my my co-host Emma and, you know, Google so we can give some tips tonight and stuff. So we're going to play Swole for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stop harassing me tonight, for real. Flo got a big fan base down there in South, huh? They calling me, making sure. They made sure they called when I had Dana Dane live on the line. Dana was waiting to hear that Flo song because he was like, yo, y'all calling like serious trying to hear that joint, man, for real. But like I said, make sure y'all pick up the book and support him. You know what I'm saying? Swole. You about to play this joint right now from your boy Swole. He out of the Florida area, so we're going to rock that joint. And I'm going to come back. We're going to give y'all more tips on getting your business together in 2011. Lush Radio Online. Let's talk business. Let's go.
Yo. Look, he trying to go ahead and exit off stage left real smooth like it ain't no thing.
Hellified.
Nah.
Blowing funky hellified.
Later on, no girl, she come up to me.
Yeah.
And she like, what you do all that for? I said, you ain't know.
Yeah, that's how we live.
It's mine.
Blowing funky hellified. Better rally, trailing out. No limit now, we touch the sky. Don't let a nigga fuck with mine. Keep my eye up on the line. Get it how you living now. Fuck a nigga, feelings cry. Mine is mine, I do or die. Blowing funky hellified. Better rally, trailing out. No limit now, we touch the sky. Don't let a nigga fuck with mine. Keep my eye up on the line. Get it how you living now. Fuck a nigga, feelings cry. Mine is mine, I do or die. Sign if I wanna. Blowing marijuana on it. Kush pills while you're sound like advertisers on it. I'm on it cause I need it. Pleaded fifth, niggas bleeding. Playing with that cheddar cheese and get you filled with metal heated. Harder than the brick stove. Them young niggas shit cold. Ask my nigga Gio. Bounce down to zero. Not a ghetto hero. More like survivor, thriver. Pull my shit and start dumping. No man will make me out a liar. Fire to your soft tissue. Niggas is a soft issue. Been around the world through my thoughts. Now that's some hard shit. It be like a marsh pit. Watch your step in dark shit. Paper chasing ass and sending soft off a hard brick. Blowing funky hellified. Better rally trailing out. No limit now, we just the sky. Don't let a nigga fuck with mine. Keep my eye up on the line. Get it how you living now. Fuck a nigga, feelings cry. Mine is mine, I do or die. Blowing funky hellified. Better rally trailing out. No limit now, we touch the sky. Don't let a nigga fuck with mine. Keep my eye up on the line. Get it how you living now. Fuck a nigga, feelings cry. Mine is mine, I do or die. Buzzer leaning to my right. On flight, no slight. Seeking resolution from bitch niggas. I shoot on sight. Tight as hell, I come and bail. Love to all who wishing well. Decay the flaw and leave them swell. If they cross my parallel. Jealous for mistakes and fakers. Prison for my playmakers. 6 feet deep for cakers. 120 hours later. Kicking up my J's, nigga. Like my flipping blades, nigga. Steady talking K's, but that shit don't really faze a nigga. Harlem streets raise me, nigga. Yeah, I know they raise you too. Ask me how I made it, fool. Fuck you think I'm gonna do. Surrounded by wise guys and ghouls. They force my hand to go to school. Learn the ropes from pushing dopes and taking choke and toting tools. Coded like Illuminati, folded in that new Bugatti. Ready, got my Fetty Wheel supplies in the newest party, coated like Illuminati, folded in that new Bugatti. Ready, got my Fetty Wheel supplies in the newest party. Blowing funky hella fire, better rally trailer nine, no limit now. We touch the sky, don't let a nigga fuck with mine. Keep my eye.
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Y'all know y'all heard my sexy-ass sister give me y'all that Spanish-English joint right there. Y'all know y'all tuned in to Lush Radio Online. Y'all already know what it is. I played that Swole for y'all so y'all can get off my back. You know what I'm saying? Dana Dane was live in the building dropping the jewels. Shout out to my boy 11. I can't say how many thanks to my dude. Make sure you follow my dude 11, the Ego Crusher. You know what I'm saying? Call that cat. You already know what it is. Call that cat. Hit him up. The Ego Crusher, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook, Twitter, and everything. That's my dude. Dana Dane was live in the building, the legend. I can't wait till me and Emma go check him, man. It's going to be retarded. It's going to be ham. So M and Guru, y'all were able to, you know, be blessed to talk to him, man. Talk to us, man. How did y'all feel about that, man? M and Guru, you there?
I'm here.
Guru, you there? Guru, you there?
I don't know where Guru at, but I'm here.
Man, Guru over there, you know, cooking chicken,
you know,
or something, man. I don't know what he's doing over there.
Ladies first, shout out to Emma. Shout out to Emma, ladies first. Hey, Emma, I love y'all.
I love you, too. Thank you, Guru. You got good home training. See, that's why I mess with you, because you got good home training. He said ladies first. I see? That's why he's strong in the team, man, because he you know what I'm saying? God, good home training. I love it. Your mama told you
what. Definitely, man. And I think we got another one of our hosts that's on Tuesdays, one of our DJs, DJ Hustle. DJ Hustle, you live in the building with us, Famo?
Let's get it cracker locking.
What's up, man? All the way from man. You missed Dana Dane, son. Come on, cuz.
Hey, look, cuz, I didn't know. I took my email right now. I was like, cuz, it's on Delancey Street. Hey. Man, when I heard that song, do you understand? I'm a California brother, though. You know what I'm saying? But when I saw Delancey Street, I was singing that song when I hit the airport. When I hit JFK, I said, where did you see that? Don't tell me, man. I missed it, nigga. Shit. Man, come on, man. What the hell?
Come on,
what the hell, man? Hey, look, you messing up, dude. I'm in Dana Dane. Actually, I had the honor to meet that brother, man, when he was out here years ago. We were at the Soul Train after party, and I met the brother. The brother was hella cool. I mean,
he's really down to earth and stuff, man. And
he's more than that, homie. He going, man. The Fort Greene. I'm the Dana Dane, man. It comes from the Fort Greene. Oh, man. From the Dana Dane. Come on, man. You got to call him back, man. What the hell wrong with y'all, man, in New York and stuff, man? You got the cards booked up you back. From the Dana Dane. You know I'm the Dana Dane, man. Yay. What the hell, man? What's wrong with y'all? Hell no, man. Call me late. What's wrong with y'all, man? You know what? I'm going to cut up now. I'm going to do a Dana Dane mix. You know, I'm going to go in on that one.
That's what's up,
well,
man. You need to send us that. We're going to run that.
Yeah. Huh?
We're going to run that, man.
Dana Dane versus Slick Rick. You watch what I do with it. It's going to get nasty.
Wow.
You only got three songs. I'm gonna do Dana Dane, and I'm gonna do verse Slick Rick, cause they both talk hella cool. Slick is like really slick with it, and Dana Dane is like really cool with it. And they both work Kangos. D-Land, Nightmares of the Night. Oh damn.
Oh my God, man, you was off the hook, man.
This is my imagination of reality.
He's taking the whole song. Check it out, man. We live in the building on Less Radio Online, man. And you tuned in to Let's Talk About Business. And we got three of our hosts live in the building, man. This is history right now, because usually they all don't be on the same show tonight. They on different shows. So this is amazing. This is history right now. You know what I'm saying? Dana Dane brought all of them together tonight. So you got Emma from E2K on the spot, which is on Saturday in the midnight hour. And then you got Goo on Get Out of Here Friday, Follow Friday with me. You know what I'm saying? And then you got your boy, the one and only DJ Hustle from Cali. You know what I'm saying? You can never hustle hard enough, you know, on Tuesdays rocking out with me. So we all live in the building trying to give y'all some business etiquette on how to conduct y'all business tonight. But Goo and Emma, man, you know, how was it, you know, talking to him tonight, man? You know, dude was a legend, man. You know, what did y'all get from the interview and stuff tonight?
Besides the fact, of course, you know, that he's a legend and all that, I mean, because I've spoken to a couple of legends that you really want to forget about them and keep them, you know, in a shelf. You know,
oh,
you
well.
They're so rude, you know? He was very, you know, he's very nice, made himself, even through the radio, approachable, that you can ask him, you know, just about anything. He was comfortable in speaking, and the way, and just the things that he said made so much sense. As far as what I be saying all the time, that like in this industry, people are so hostile. Everybody want to be fighting and talking about murder and all that, and it's just like, you know, some love, peace, you know what I'm saying? Some brothers need hugs or Jesus or, you know, whatever it is you need, find it, because it's just scary. Like, it's not fun anymore like it used to be back in the day. It used to be fun when you go to the park or you go to a club or whatever, and then the game split with, you know, you have all these big names performing. It was like a jam. You're like, wow, I want to be there, because everybody in the crowd is jamming, everybody's having fun. The artists are not scared to come off the stage and dance with you. It was a big party. Now it's
hey,
like,
where was you living at? Party? Not in California. You get your ass whipped out here.
Well, in New York, you know, in the boogie down where it all started, let's just say.
Oh,
where I'm
okay.
From. Okay.
Oh,
where
okay.
I'm from,
okay.
When we originated and when it started in the park and stuff like that, it used to be about fun before, you know, the industry came in and it was about money. About fun. You know, I'm 40 something years old, so I'm talking about again when we
oh, you know what?
Fun.
Okay, I'm on your vibe now. Okay, because I remember like when I was listening to MC Shan, he goes, "You come out here in the park, you get your behind knocked out after dark." You know what I'm saying? Cause we couldn't get no peace. That's why the stuff had to stop in the bridge.
But even when it got to that point, or even around that point, it was still, you can say, it was still fun. Not like now, where you need all the security, even just to get up stage. First of all the artists need like 1,000 security heads around them. You know what I'm saying? You need all these metal detectors, and it's just like you're going into a prison to see a show. It's just too much. You don't want to bring your kids.
Right,
you don't want
right.
to nobody that you love. It's like a risk almost that you take to go to these events. You think about it, damn, I may get shot, I may get killed. Is this artist worth me going? Back then it wasn't like that. It was like, yo, everybody in the block, yo, someone just performing down there, come on. And, you know, everybody went with their crowd, rep their borough. Yes, there was fights and all that. I mean, hello, I'm not saying that it was the perfect world and stuff, but it wasn't as hostile as it is now. Now it's really, really scary.
Definitely. And Guru, how did you feel about you know conversing with Dana? How was your vibe with that whole situation? And talk to us about your memories of Dana.
Well, no, I mean when I tuned in, I was already kind of listening. I had just came in the crib and I caught the part where he was talking about his book and really what the trap is all about. As far as, you know, what cats is doing out here to get their bread and try to support their kids or whatever. Like, you know, that part right there, you know, it had an impact on me because, I mean, from true experience, like, you know, this is what's going on out here, like, around me and my city. So, like, I was tuned in to him really talking about his book. Now, the part that's interesting to me is how he
made the transition out of the game from the hip-hop into, you know, like he's doing, like, screenplays. He just told you he's writing screenplays, and he's got a book, which is a great start to start writing screenplays. And, you know, that's just taking his skill as a writer to the next level. So that's basically where I'm at with it. You know, I wish him all the success. You know, I'm appreciating the growth and the transition. That's basically where I'm, you know, like, what cats is going to know, that they're not going to be able to, you know, rap forever. They're not going to be able to be on stage getting shows. They're not going to have the same appeal. Or, you know, like, you got so many one-hit wonders out here, and they're not going to be able to get booked for shows. So unless they really outstanding and stellar, like, you know, it's not going to happen. Like, and the perfect example of that is, like, we am not really mad, but, like, you see that cats like the Rolling Stones can still get a sellout of tour. They can do it. But everybody else is not going to be able to do it. Like, the fan base got to stick with you. If your fan base don't stick with you, then you got to move on. I mean, that's basically how it go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got somebody like Willie Nelson could even go still sell out arenas and stuff like that. You got John Lennon himself could still go command a Kiss is another group. Like, these are all rock and roll bands. But when it comes to, you know, our thing, what we do, whether it's R&B, hip-hop, It's not going to be there. It's not going to be there for y'all. You might as well wake up. You might as well get ready to have back your second career, get a plan B, and all of that. Like, that's really where I'm at with it. I'm appreciating his plan B right now, for real.
Definitely. And before we go into, because I got an exclusive from Chubb Rock, Wordsmith, and Shot Stimuli. It's called Back In. And Dana said he's working with some new stuff with Chubb, so check for that. The next caller after this song is going to get a ticket for tomorrow's event. If you're in the Miami or Florida area, I already got two winners from last night, so one more winner tonight, you're going to get a ticket to go to the Mix and Mingle industry event that's going down, you know what I'm saying, with Coast to Coast DJs, courtesy of Lush Radio Online. So, you know what I'm saying, get in where you fit in, and you better be online, because if you ain't, sucks to be you. But DJ Hustle is our DJ, man. He's always in the mix, and he has Hustle TV in California. So, you know, we're going to start shooting in the summer and stuff, and we'll start interview people, and we're going to start funneling some of our interviews to DJ Hustle to premiere live on the channel, the cable channel that's out there in California, so y'all can also get exposure out there in the Cali area and stuff too. So we going in, man. It ain't a game out here, man. The Lush Radio team, Lush Radio, man, B2K Magazine, the whole squad, we going in, man. You know, we smacking them straight in the head. We ain't playing no game, man. But DJ Hustle, go ahead and real quick, man, give them the website and all that stuff. Stay on the line with us, because y'all got to give advice tonight. Tonight's y'all the teachers and stuff. So all right. Go ahead and give your information.
Okay. My information is hustlegrind.com. That's hustlegrind.com. For artists who got edited music, hit me up for my show, djhustle411@gmail.com. If you're on Twitter like I am, Twitter, DJ Hustle. Facebook is Hustle TV LA. I'm looking for students, man. If you got good grades in school, you can be a host on my TV show. It's on TV. You know what I'm saying? Cats can watch you on TV. And right now we're working a deal right now with Universal to shoot the TV show out in New York, over in the DMV, over in Pittsburgh. So we're going hard with that, and we're going to bring it worldwide. Hustle TV is on Channel 36 out here at Taiwan Cable. And what we're going to do is we're trying to get the Favio go Verizon with it, and we do that, it's a lock. We're going to lock it out. So I'm going to always have Lush on me, because Lush be talking crazy, so I can't do anything without her, because she be in my ear like, yeah, what you doing? So Hustle TV, you know what I'm saying? HustleGrind.com, once again, HustleGrind. Hit me on the email with the edited music. You got it. Give me some drops. DJ Hustle, yes, I do talk a lot, 411@gmail.com. Run that one more time, real slow. DJ Hustle, 411@gmail.com. I'll work with anybody who got sense. Go ahead, let's do it. Thizzle.
That's what it is. And definitely, you know, make sure that you follow everybody. But stay on the line with us, everybody, all my co-hosts. Don't be running, go cooking no chicken or none of that stuff. Y'all better stay on the line, because I will call y'all.
right now, yo.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and everybody, you know what I'm saying, we going hard in the paint. Emma, Goo, everybody was going hard, and the phone lines was retarded, you know what I'm saying, just a few minutes ago, man. But like I said, we got a new joint from Chubb Rock, you know, Shot Stimuli, and all of them. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go into that song in a quick second. Once again, here it goes with this switchboard, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get these cats, they red, but they still be wilding out. Like, I don't know what's good with them, man. They just bugging out. But, we about to play that joint right now. Yo, these cats just be like, oh, they be trying me. But here the song goes, and we're going to be right back. Let's play online. Let's talk about business.
Then the day was fame, then the day was fame.
Strata. Yeah. 6'4", size 15 shoe, hands like frying pans, don't test the man. Tussle fame, knuckle game, Bill and Bradley. Touch your body like we upstate, but I don't wear khakis. Legendary Brooklyn, like Mike Tyson. The game gave me the Buster Douglas, but I remain fighting. Not the ski mask thing, you won't see me in that low car with a double barrel walking the streets. Be more doing the Omar. I'm that long shot, they ready to wreck up the genre. I'll be the first of my kind in that chair, call me Obama. I do it like the Giants versus the Pats in that Super. No one's the loser, the blessing is the maneuver. Should have came sooner. In the liner notes of history, you say player did him. His verbals leave hurdles, accomplishments past the rhythm. Silence, you can hear the drop of a pin. Just when I was out, they pulled me back.
swear I'm nice. Is that what y'all would like? Would it make you hit the blogs and type? This dude is spitting, or would you say dude is tripping? If I said my juice is dripping, I'm getting it, moving bricks. But then you see me in the streets, and I'm keeping a hoopty whipping instead of a coop of chickens. I'm rocking make true religions, damn. That's why I drifted from the game. See, all my artistry was pictures of my pain. They say that if you get high enough to reach a cloud, when you piss on people, they'll think it's rain. So that's my aim now. Every verse I lay down, I break clown, brains brown, take down, there's nobody else.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Live.
Yay, yay, that was my princess right there, Natalia. You know I love you, baby. That one right there was Chubb Rock, Shy Stimuli, Wordsmith right there. That was a snippet of that. That right there is I'm Back. You know, that was a real smoothed out joint right there. We're talking about business tonight. I told y'all that when I go to the phone line after I bring in my co-host, whoever I answer the phone, the next person, if you're in the Florida area, you're going to get tickets tonight to go to the Coast to Coast DJs Mix and Mingle tonight. Guys, do you think I should go ahead and just answer the next phone call right now to see who wins?
Go in.
And the winner is.
And the winner is. We got a caller from the 704. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, and you are the winner of the ticket. What's up, 704?
I won.
You won, 704. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from, 704?
Hello?
Hello, 704?
You got the phone. You got the
704, you won.
Got to call me.
It's 704, no.
What are they doing? They got three winners over there?
Y'all got three winners? How many people is on the line with y'all?
Trying to de-block your tickets.
At the kind of three, they don't get it together. We got to keep moving. So this is live on the air. What's goody?
704, state your name and where you calling from. Yeah?
No, this Limbo from North Carolina, Charlotte.
North Carolina, okay, what's up? You are the winner of the tickets, man.
All right.
You're the winner of the tickets to go to the Coast to Coast DJs Mix and Mingle that's going down tomorrow in Miami, Florida, if you can make it down there. So, but you got access to going there, and if you're an artist, you know, Mix and Mingle, get your network on and all that. And the value of the tickets, you know, are very expensive. So, you know, this is courtesy of Lush Radio Online. So we got your number. We're going to get, you know, your contact information at 704 number and call you after the show and, you know, get your information so we can you can go pick up them tickets tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That's what's up. Stay on the line with us, man. You live on Lush Radio Online, man. We're talking about
energy.
Let's talk about business.
I love the energy.
You all excited.
My man was on the laid back chillaxing and stuff, man. Whatever he was on, I need some
question. the female got nervous, so I guess he stepped up and was a calm one. So he's like, okay.
For real, man. We live in the building. If you tuned in right now, you're live on Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business. I got two of my co-hosts, you know what I'm saying, live in the building. Actually, I got three. I got two sexy men and another sexy woman besides myself, you know what I'm saying, the sexistas live in the building.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, we in here doing our 1-2. So let's talk about business, people. Each one of us guys have a business of our own. And for the people that don't know, I want y'all to go down the line and tell them what business you do. What part you play in Lush Radio Online, and how you keep this machine running, and give them some tips on how they can get their business together in 2011. I'm gonna go ahead and say, ladies first. Emma, you got the stage, baby.
Ladies first.
Okay, peace to the queen, Lady Frank. Can I get signed, Lady for Danny Dan? Are you listening? Sign me up,
hey.
Boy. No. Well, I am Google me, Naliza. I have the magazine, 2K Magazine, along with having two or three shows on Lush Radio Online. I'm also the program director. You can hit me up at lushradioonline@gmail.com if you're interested in either advertising or getting your music played on the radio. You know, I'm not as kind as Lush is, so I'm a pit bull in a skirt. So come with it, come correct. I'm very, I'm very business oriented. So you can call me sexy all day, but you ain't signing a check. I don't smile. You feel me? So, you know, 2011, you know, we wearing money. We ain't wearing broke. It just don't look good on us, you know? And aside from that, you know, I have the magazine. Well, I'm very heavy with the women's empowerment. And I'm Googleable, M-E-2-K. I do hostings. I'm always for giving back to the community, giving back, you know, paying homage to whoever started it. And, you know, that's how I live my life, just trying to walk the right walk. But I don't turn my, you know, I don't believe in turning the cheek and letting you slap me and then turning the other one and you slapping me again. If I see your hand being raised, it's on and popping. But I don't promote violence. I'm just saying, you know, it's just the Puerto Rican in me. So,
you giving advice on you, or are you trying to be somebody but tonight?
Okay, I'm sorry. See, sometimes my mind just, I'm doing good. The therapist says that, you know, I'm getting better. I'm off medication. So, anyway, so conduct your business appropriately. Always do the legality of it. A lot of people always say, oh, I own a business, I have a production company, I have a label, you know, I have an entertainment company, I have this, all because they thought of a hot name for the moment and they think that's what makes a company. No, that's not what makes a company. First, you got to go through your legality, make sure no one else is using that same name, you know, thought of that same idea that you have. Make sure you copyright, you trademark, you do everything under the sun that you need to do to protect that, you know, that catchy name that you thought about. And always think of a name that's going to be long-running. Like in 20 years, do you still want somebody to call you, you know, the Savage Lover, you know, Entertainment, or, you know, whatever. I'm just throwing a name out there. You know, think of a name that you want to walk in a corporate office and say, you know, we represent and we are so-and-so. Not, you know, we are the Devils in Disguise Entertainment. Like, who's going to cut a check for that? Like, who's going to be, you know, look at you serious about that? So be very careful about the name also that you want to go under. That's very important. Another 15, 20 years, this is still going to be irreverent. You know, people are going to still be like, okay, that was catchy 15 years ago, but, you know, the Flash Crew, whatever. So just on that sense, take your time, think of the name. Go through always all the legalities. If you are into music, in the music industry, please make sure you copyright everything you write. Everything you write, the lyrics, your music, make sure you are either a member of ASCAP or BMI. Right, or BMI or any of these big companies that protect your music. So then you can be able to get a check cut. So anything that you may write, even 10 or 15 years down the line, that somebody could use or want to use, they'll have to come to you for permission. So it's very simple. It's not even really hard. Just people want to go from, they usually tell you it's from A to Z. People want to start already at Y and then go to Z. You know, what happened to A, B, C? You know, you have to kind of follow the procedures. So start with the idea. It always starts with an idea. It's a dream. Wow, this is what you want to do. But then please follow. Don't waste money on other stuff that's not going to make any sense. Don't start getting a publicist when you just thought of a name and you're not even legal. Don't want to have your music played when none of the music even belongs to you. You know, it's
definitely.
Just, it's,
get your legality straight. Get your legality straight no matter how long it takes. You're not in a rush. Once you have your paperwork straight, then, you know, then it's a go.
Definitely. And that was, she couldn't have said it any better. Definitely for y'all independent artists, I definitely emphasize that. You know, get them legalities together because it's not going to be a good look when you're standing in front of a big record label or somebody that's going to give you distribution and you have none of your paperwork done. That's just open field for them to rob you. And you never want to be in a situation like that. You always want to have the upper hand when it comes to business. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Ghoul over there in Jersey. Jersey, go ahead and give them some pointers and stuff when it comes to business, Ghoul.
I appreciate it.
Tell them what you do and all your business and all that, and tell them, you know what I'm saying, some advice in that.
I just want to say I appreciate it, Lush. And, you know, what I do is online marketing and online promotions. You know, I'm on deck with Lush as someone that, you know, goes out and gets sponsors. I'm actually bringing people to the show on a music level. Getting them involved with the business. If they have a business, they can get their commercials on the air. I'm looking forward to people wanting to do let Lush do voiceovers, Emma do voiceovers, because they are very talented and can very, you know, make their business stand out online. As we have our own show, we are on six nights a week, and I'm really getting people interested and geared up toward where they should be. Looking at it, they can't afford to be on TV on the commercials, or they can't afford their market radio slots for commercials. So, you know, we make it affordable for them to get involved, and, you know, it's nothing is for free. And I like what Emma said about, you know, not wearing broke, because this is really not the name of the game right now. This is serious business over here. We don't want anybody to take it lightly what we do. We're working very hard. Everybody on the team is grinding, so shout out to Team Lush. But the main thing I want to stress for people is you have to. I built my brand on helping others. You know, I have my own thing that I do. You know, which I don't really broadcast on Twitter or the Facebook. But I am very talented. I can write music. I do beats. I produce beats. I have, like, a catalog of over, like, you know, 250 songs, because I was locked in, you know, doing my thing on different software and production equipment for over the last 2 or 3 years. So my catalog will not be released until, you know, I'm locked in with some type of deal. So with that being said, I don't have to get on the Twitter and all that and say I do beats, so check me out. I built my brand on establishing, helping others establish their movement. I do that very well. I'm more of a marketing guy than promotions. So the thing I want to stress to people is that presentation is everything. I'm not going to go to your website and not be feeling it and say I'm ready for you to promote you, dog. If you got some bullshit on your website that I'm really not really feeling, I'm not going to deal with you. If you got some music that's not good to my ears or sounding good to my ears, I'm not really going to promote you. So I only rock with, like, stuff that I really can stand behind and promote, you know. So that's where the promotion kicks in, because I know how to do the marketing. I can market a whack dude, but I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just basically how I stand on, you know, my principles in this game. I'm building myself on standing behind what I believe in. So, you know, I really want to just stress to people that I have connections in this industry. You know, I'm the guy that you can say, yo, this cat got a serious. If you ask me what I bring to the table and you want to check me out and what you do for this marketing, I have over 360,000 emails in my database. That's because I already had 120,000 myself, but now I'm connected with my dude, and he's plugged in with the industry. His dad did websites for the hottest cats. Like when T.I. first came out, they did the websites for all the labels. So they have a huge database of emails, and, you know, I do work for them, and, you know, he feeds me stuff that and puts me on. Like, he puts me on. So, like, when I say that this email blast is official, it is official. So when you want to know what I do, check me out. You want to get involved with the email blast, check me out. Right now, you know, it's something very serious that I'm releasing on Twitter, you know, because I didn't really want to do or consider an email blast doing it with only 120,000, you know, because I'm next plateau for me is to have 500,000 emails.
You know, so with that being said, yeah, it's DJs, it's in my network, it's fans, potential fans for you, for your company, for your website to get more traffic and the people to put it in front of people. That's like free advertising, not free advertising, but it's a great way to advertise. And I know how to market you where somebody would be interested in clicking on it if I just sent them an email rather than just say, oh, that's Guru, I ain't fucking with Guru. Nah, people do really open my emails, my nigga. Like, so I'm really just
definitely
trying to, you know, bring it out there to the people what I do as far as the email blast. And you know, it's real official.
So Guru got the email blast. He's the head of our promo on Lush Radio Online, man. He goes hard in the paint on the internet and all that, man. We got a lot of situations going on. You want to get your promo, you want to get, you know, SEO and be on the top of the charts when it comes to Google, you know what I'm saying, when you type in your name. We do all that, man. This is what we do over here. And you know what I'm saying, we got the radio, you know what I'm saying, and we're actually going to be on 7 days a week because Emma's about to bring in La Musica, you know what I'm saying, for the Spanish, all my Latinos and everything, man. We're going to bring it in Spanish, English, live in the building. On Sundays, man, La Musica is going to be live in the building, man, all day. You know what I'm saying? And we got my boy, you know, live in the building, the one and only DJ Hustle, you know what I'm saying? He's our DJ, you know what I'm saying? One of our DJs live in the building, you know what I'm saying? Official DJ, and he does a lot of situations, you know what I'm saying? He gets in the mix. You need that mix. You need that hosting. He got that. So DJ Hustle, man, real quick, you know what I'm saying, tell them what they do, give them some advice and everything. I got another caller from the 347 live in the building and everything. We're going to go to some music and we're going to come back. Go ahead, my dude.
All right. Okay, DJ Hustle, I'm a full-fledged DJ, but I'm an actor first. I've been doing SAG movies since 1980. I do a lot of commercials, but the business side of it, man, it's got to have longevity in yourself and mentally straight. You got to get information before you start out. You got to have common sense. That's the most thing you need to have, just common sense when it comes to business. If you don't have what it takes for business, go to school for it. You know, it's really important. I'm signed to Universal. I'm with Big Jig, Go-To Man Music, you know what I mean? So we on tour right now. Big Jig and I, we doing our thing right now, BWD Promotions, HustleGrind.com. And when I say to everybody out there, man, just do your homework on everything that you do. You got, you know, the Latino lady on the phone, she getting her smash on. You got the other brother doing his promotion and everything. It's all about what makes sense. If it doesn't add up, like Matt Hoffman says, if it don't make sense, it don't add up. So all you got to do is just follow the blueprint of what somebody else did and apply yourself with information, correct information. Don't just doctor something up and say you so-and-so and you this and you that. Just make sure that it makes sense. And that's all I really got to say. I ain't going to be on the phone too long, hawking and huffing and all that stuff. But all I'm saying to everybody out there, make a valiant effort to move forward this year, 2011, and just make sense and just get information. That's what I got to say, Lush.
Definitely, man. I appreciate that, man. That's what it is, man. It's about getting your business together. We got another caller from the 347. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Do you own a business, man? Tell us what it is and shout it out. 347, what it do, baby?
I don't even. Yo?
Yo? What up?
What's going on? Shout out Lush and all that. What's going on?
Who it is? What's your name? What's poppin'?
Just feed the wolves, man. Gangsta Paul, man. Calling the show love.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, shit, man. My man Guru plugged me in, and anything he's doing, I'm behind it. I heard him talk, and that man's speaking the truth. So if y'all listening, get with him or get left, yeah?
Yo,
that's what
he's
it
a big
is,
supporter, man. He loves Lush. He's retweeting for us, Lush. Like, he really standing behind, like, what I do. It's not just about Feed the Wolves. Like, he getting involved with what I do. And, like, I could respect that, like, on some real G shit. Like, I can appreciate, like, my man just out there getting it in on the Twitter, networking and connecting. Like, that's what it's all about. And plus, like, he's supporting our stuff. He's supporting our stuff, like, heavy. And you know what, at the end of the day, I can respect that man just like was showing love to Lush. Like right now, he's showing love to Lush. He's been showing me love. He's showing love, Lush. Right? He's showing Lush love right now. Yo, Gangsta Poe, man, I appreciate that, boy.
Man, you know what we talk about when we talk about it, man. I'm genuine with my words, you know?
Yes, sir.
Word. So, and yo, I'm going to tell y'all something funny, man. The dude just won the tickets. That's my dude, man. I told him call in. You know, he down there. His name's Limbo and all that. He run with me, so that I was laughing. That's crazy.
Tell him he better not blow them tickets, boy. He better jump in the GY tonight.
I'm going to be out there with him for real. Real talk, I'm going to be out there with him. I ain't even going to hold you up.
Y'all better jump in the GY and go rep that, boy.
Yeah, we get ready to tear that thing now. That's Nathan, man. But I just want to know. I just want to back up everything everybody was saying, man. I mean, everybody's speaking the truth. I've been in this game for a few years. You know, I am a signed artist with Feed the Wolves. I'm not just somebody yelling it. I know Damo personally, Bangham. You know what I'm saying? So it's a tricky game. You just got to stay on top of your work, like everybody was talking about. And promotion and marketing, and you know, making sure your rhymes and your music and your beats is yours is definitely a factor in this game, man. Because you will get raped. You know, and I just want to shout out Future Guru, you know, DJ Hustle, Lush Radio, you know, Feed the Wolves Maybach, though, you know, like that. So, you know, I'm going to sign off, though, man. I love what y'all doing. I support what y'all doing, man. Y'all keep doing it.
That's love.
That's
man.
What it is, man. Salute to you, my G. Shout out to my boy Bangham Smurf. Definitely shout out to all my Trinidadians out there. That's what it is, man. Shout out to him for real, real talk. Shout out to Young Dice, too, man.
Dice doing this thing. The mixtape is about to be crazy. I hope they're ready for that one, man. And they bang them. They about to clear the passport. I'll be there soon, my G. Stay up.
Hey, yo, y'all make sure if y'all could, man, go make that event, man. Those is courtesy of Lush Radio Online, man. You see, when you call here, man, you get gifts, baby.
Yeah,
that's a serious, expensive gift. That's a whole boatload of gifts for you and your man. Like, go ahead and rep that, man. If y'all can make it, man. It's good look right there.
Oh yeah, ain't no ifs. We in there, man. That ain't nothing. That's what I do. I move around. You know, I'm down south right now, so it's nothing. We definitely gonna get that popping. I'm halfway there already, so.
that's what's up, man. We live in the building, like I said, man. It's all about let's talk about business. And my final thoughts for everybody out there before we rock on with some music is just that, you know, get your business together. It's all about your business. The only person that can hold you back in this industry is yourself. Number two, make sure that you have proper business etiquette when you're conducting your business with people, you know. Never let anybody have the upper hand when it comes to your business. The only person that should know your business, know the ins and outs, is you. Everybody else under you is basically somebody that supports your dream, and y'all support each other, and y'all got to work as a unit. In order for you to be a leader, you have to become a soldier first. You got to crawl before you walk, and you got to understand that and humble yourself and understand that, you know, in order for you to see the bigger picture, in order for you to get that big thing that you want in life, sometimes you got to be patient. Some of the stuff doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't matter if it takes you a year, 2 years for you to get your business together. Get your business together first. That's the biggest thing. You can get there, you know, like Dana said, you know what I'm saying? The hardest thing was for him to learn the business. Also, Scooter Smith, you know, he was signed to Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying? Him learning the business, he said, you know, he's 15 now, just learning the business, you know what I'm saying? That's the hardest thing. A lot of people don't know the business. They get signed in a contract that they're locked in, and they can't get released from that contract, and they're not getting paid like they want to. Everybody thinks they love the glitz and the glam and all that, but I'm going to tell you this, it's artists that are still signed right now to this day that still ain't got enough for no money. They came in and left out, and they still broke. You don't want to be that next statistic. That's why we're trying to prevent you for that. Go to LegalZoom.com. Go to your state administration building. Like Ludacris did, he signed himself to himself. When he came to the table with Def Jam and them, he was already signed. He had these situations together. You know what I'm saying? Get comfortable. Get, you know, informed. Go out there. The World Wide Web is free. Stop sitting here picking everybody else's head. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to do the work, then pay the right person to do it. And make sure you research them and make sure they do the right thing by you with your money. You understand what I'm saying? And remember, not everybody is meant to be an artist. Some people are meant to do other things. Some people have different niches for different things. Some people are meant to either be managers, be co-hosts, be radio representatives. Some people are meant to be photographers. You might have came in as an MC. You know what I'm saying? You might have came in as a dancer, but you switch gears. You have to have five or six different trades, but you got to master one. You understand what I'm saying? Before you move on to the next thing. Dana Dane came in as an MC. He's an author now, and he's writing screenplays, taking it to the next level. You know what I mean? So find your niche in this game. Understand this game in and out. It's 90% business, and the rest is talent. You know, so, and the whole thing about, yo, that's my homie, that's my son, he got me, nobody got you in this game. This game is worse than the freaking streets. You understand what I'm saying? You think the streets is hard? Get into this industry. Somebody will sell their own mother and their own kid for this industry. And that's real talk, because I've seen it. So if you want to protect yourself and really get your stuff together, go ahead and protect your neck. It's just like the streets. Go out there. Get your stuff legalized, protect yourself, and if you want to start off, go get an LLC. Some of y'all not ready for an INC yet. You pay more taxes when you get an INC. You pay less taxes when you get an LLC, which is a limited liability corporation, if you don't know what the acronym is for, okay? So go out there, get it done, do what you got to do, and I want you guys to walk tall. When you go out and you give your business card to somebody, I want you to be confident enough to say, yo, I got my own business. I can show you my articles of incorporation. My stuff is legit. I don't want you to walk up to somebody and have to lie, and you've been lying all these years talking about you got a business and you don't got nothing to show for it. What is that for? What are you doing it for? Ask yourself that question. And that's what I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? This is what it's about. Let's talk about business. Get your business together. If you don't got it together, then I don't know why you even listening to the show. Why you calling me? You know? Real talk. You know? And like my sister said, we don't wear broke. We only wear money. So make sure if you want PR or you want situations promo for us, first and foremost, have your stuff copyrighted like Emma said. Make sure you understand what you know what I'm saying, BDS is. Make sure you understand if you're registered with BMI or ASCAP. Don't tell me, oh, well, I did it before. Last year my name was under this. Man, you better register your stuff before you come to any of us, okay? And then on top of that, make sure that you got a budget. That's the first thing anybody's going to ask you. What do you think you're going to do with $100, my dude? What are you going to do with $100? Have your budget together. If you're going to do what you want to do, $100 might be a stepping stone. But, you know what I'm saying, if you want to go full-fledged, you got cats like, take your man Gucci Man. Gucci Man up there doing his thing. He's not the illest MC. Waka Flocka ain't the illest MC, but they got a budget behind them. Y'all crying, talking about, yo, I got talent, I'm the hottest dude, but you don't got a budget. You don't got your stuff registered. They got the business aspect together. So get your business together, and then we can talk. Let's Radio Online. Let's talk about business. Salute to Dana Dane, 11. 11, I thank you so much. Salute you, my dude, for definitely, you know, coming through. Shout out to everybody that called in tonight, man. This was definitely a great, good look for 2011. Very inspirational, very powerful tonight. And, you know, it's going to keep going no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned to Street Queens, the movement. This Thursday at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about some real serious issues. I think you should, you know, if you got a little daughter, and, you know, you worried about, you know what I'm saying, situations and stuff, I think you should have your little daughter. We employ men and females to call in. If you're a parent, we're going to be talking about little girls. Little girls that are being abducted at the age of 5, 6, and up, and 12 that are being forced into prostitution on the streets, sent to other countries, other states, and stuff, and sent and forced into prostitution. This was something that came up, something that I wanted to talk about a while ago, but it got reintroduced to me by Nina Ali, you know, one of Emma's prodigies and stuff. And, you know, it's one of her campaigns that she's working on now, and we're definitely, you know, supporting that. So, you know, we're talking about little girls that are being forced into prostitution. We got a lot of human trafficking that's going on all over the world and in the United States of America, and people need to be aware about it, and we're going to talk about it tonight, I mean, actually Thursday night at 8 o'clock on Street Queens, the movement. Friday, you know, we get up out of here Fridays, and it goes down. We're going to have one of 11's artists. He's going to be live in the building with us. And we got some other stuff, man, and we got some new music, man. Lush Radio Online, man. We can't stop. We won't stop. We not Rockefeller. We Lush Radio, man. Let's go. Let's go, man. I love you, Emma. I love you, Guru. Y'all got any final thoughts? Give them your Twitters, emails, all that stuff so they can get at you, man, because we out of here. For real.
Ladies first, Emma.
Twitter's Emma E2K, Facebook, Black Planet, Mi Gente, Asian Avenue, wherever you see me, E2K Magazine or Emma E2K, I'm there. I'm Googleable. You know, I'm just part of the team doing the teamwork. Please.
That's what it is. Google,
let's go. Yeah, my email is just like my Twitter, but it's futureguru100@gmail.com. And you can catch me on Twitter, FUTURE. GURU100, that's the Twitter. And, you know, just holler at me if you're really ready to get your website popping. I mean, we do this for real, you know. If you want to get on the show for commercials and you want to get on the features for music on the Hot or Not on Fridays and get your stuff featured, you can just send me that email or hit me on the Twitter. You know, it's real simple, and I got you. Like, it's real serious over here. Like, you know what, like, let me. You know, have your budget together, too, because I know Castle, like I said, they just think it's just going down for free, but it's not. So, you know, we'll just have your business together because we really doing straight business. And the team is going in like heavy, man. Everybody retweeting for Lush and me and Emma like crazy. So that's how it gets down. Like, you know, people love us right now, so we gotta spread that love. So shout out to everybody that's listening online. Shout out to everybody retweeting the show tonight. We appreciate it. Yo, good looking.
Definitely, man. And salute to everybody that's doing what they do, man. Salute to people that's doing real business in 2011, for real. Remember, the slogan is, we don't wear broke, we wear money in 2011, man. And let's go, man. We out of here. Lush Radio Online. I think I'm going to go and tell everybody hello. Hello. And we out of here. Peace.
Time around, let me let you understand, I'm the f***ing man. I raise up your hand and say hello. 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 Hello.